A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Fall is a vibe. So, what's yours? Do you go wild? Or get a little nostalgic? Do you like to cozy up indoors? Or kick it outdoors? Whatever you fall for, get shoes that get you. We've got the trends. You bring the vibes. DSW, let us surprise you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Mike Max brought to you by the John Schuster Group at Coldwell Banker Real Estate. Mm-hmm. First of all, before we get to the Vikes, Max, see, I live down here in Rosemount and out kind of on the edge of, you know, some farm fields. And it has been like goose central for the last week and a half. Every time I'm outside, there are like 500 geese flying above me at any given time. They're honking. They're flying in this way, that way. Dogs are freaking out. What's going on?
Well, the migration, because, you know, they held up in Canada for a long time. Even this morning, I'm out by a small piece of water, and there's still open water. And at 10 degrees, it should freeze, but that tells you how warm the water temperatures are. If it gets down to 10 degrees, everything should be frozen immediately. And it didn't, you know, in places that I'm seeing here in the cities, because the water temperature is that warm. That tells you it's that warm up in Canada. So that kept the geese there longer. So the migration was delayed. And now we're starting to get it. Now they come down here and they get to the Twin Cities and they still got open water. And they go, there's no reason to keep going south because we've got water. We've got some picked corn. We're pretty good shape here. My nephew was out in Aberdeen, South Dakota over the weekend. He sent me pictures. They shot, 100 and some snow geese because there's no limit on snow geese because they're seen as a predator. So they had a ton of guys and they went out and shot and they just had a tremendous hunt. And it's because all that stuff is moving late in December now, which would normally move a month ago or so. But because it's been warm and the water temperatures have obviously stayed warm. Like I said, I can't believe it. It's 10 degrees this morning and I'm seeing open water on small pieces of small pieces of water.
We got to make ice. I want to do some ice fishing. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Vikings, where do we start with this team? I was remembering last hour. I remember back in the early 90s when the Vikings had an embarrassing loss to I'm sure it was the Lions. And then, you know, Rosie had Rosen Sports Sunday. And Henry Thomas showed up for his appearance on Rosen Sports Sunday with a bag over his head. This was that kind of loss.
This was, injuries, I can't believe how many players the Vikings have lost to injury.
Sure.
But that being said, Frank Ragnow, who's from Chanhassen and is the star of the Detroit Lions offensive line, didn't play either. And, you know, so it wasn't just the Vikings that had injuries. Detroit is terrible. They're not well coached at all. They had delay of game penalties. How can you have a delay of game penalty in December in the NFL?
Yes.
Unless you want to, you know? And you just you let them off the hook in so many different ways. And, obviously 2-point conversions, if it had just kicked the extra points, it had, you know, at least been tied at the end of the game if it played out the same way. But I just don't know. I mean, you know, you're down Kendricks and Bart, linebacker, which is, you know, a tremendous blow. And Patrick Peterson doesn't play because he's still on the COVID list, et cetera. But it's still Detroit, and Detroit, they beg you to beat them. I mean, they make so many fundamental mistakes that they just ask you to come, go ahead, take another win from us. And, you know, they've got a coach that's never called plays, has taken over play calling. I mean, they're a mess. And the Vikings can't find a way and barely beat them the first time. And so, you know, I don't know why we get hooked into this. I don't know why, why we keep falling for it. But you keep thinking, hey, if they can win this one and then this, they can make the playoffs. Well, if you can't beat Detroit, obviously you don't deserve to be in the playoffs.
Right. Lots of speculation about the future of both Mike Zimmer and Rick Spielman. I mean, what are you thinking here?
Well, they're both, you know, it's a short week this week, so you don't do anything this week because they play on Thursday right away, and I don't know that you do anything in December anyway. Because
I don't see any moves being made to fire a coach this late in the season. Do you?
No. Sometimes they do that because they want to find out who the if they have the next best candidate, they want to find out who wants the job. You know, mm-hmm. if they've got somebody in mind. But I got to say, the Wolves and Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer have. I mean, there's been a long, it's a classy relationship. It's been loyal on both sides, and I think that they genuinely respect and like each other. And so, if anything would happen, I would think it would be at the end of the season in a gentlemanly kind of fashion. But that being said, you know, you get paid. You know, Glenn Mason used to say, people say I'm in the coaching business. He said, I'm in the winning business because it doesn't matter if I coach or not. If I don't win, I don't get to coach. So I'm in the winning business. And eventually that's what comes to roost. And if you don't win and you don't win games, you should win. And, you know, I mean, they got to look at some of these. I mean, how many injuries, you know, they've sustained? Why? I mean, gosh, it's everybody all the time. It's Cook. Yeah. It's Thielen. It's, you know, Darius. The list is just so long. I mean, how does that happen? And this is two straight years of that. I don't know if there's anything you could do to prevent it, but that seems to be awfully snake bit for a team, you know?
Offsetting the bad news of the Vikings yesterday was finally Hall of Fame calls for Jim Cott and Tony Oliva.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what a great, you know, when they started to announce them, they neither one was the first one announced, and I thought, they're only announcing four, uh-oh. Yeah. And then you knew when they said 25 years pitcher, it's going to be Jim Cott. And then you start thinking, well, I wonder if they'll dare put two twins in, you know. And then they got to the part where they talked about 8-time All-Star and you knew Tony was going in. So, yeah, congratulations to both. I just saw Tony's 83. I just saw him at the health club a week ago working out. So he's still active and doing well. And, of course, he's been a wonderful ambassador to baseball. And the campaign for him has been so long with so many different people. And, you know, I think it helped to have Bert Blyleven on the committee, in this newly formed committee. And, you know, the other thing, I've always thought, Adam, like for a guy like Jim Cott, okay, he's got 25 years in the big leagues, and that's what they're measuring from. But, you know, he's also been an unbelievable contributor to baseball as a broadcaster, one of the best ever. And I always thought, you know, why can't they do something cumulatively if you've done that much for the game? Why don't you belong in the hall? Why can't they take that into account that you're broadcasting as well because you did so much to advance the game? But anyway, they're both in, and that's the good news.
Yeah, we'll be talking to Tony Oliva at 8:50. Can't wait for that conversation. Quickly, Gopher men's basketball, pretty nice win yesterday.
Oh. Yeah, Mississippi State came back. You know, they had a nice lead on them. You know, Jamison Battle hit a couple of NBA threes, and we're getting accustomed to that. But Mississippi State came back, and they had an and one to tie it up at 76. And you go, okay, this is where the momentum swings, and they're at Mississippi State. And Ben Holland's a veteran coach there, coach at UCLA. In fact, the Gophers bounced him out of the tournament, and he got fired the next day. But this time, the Gophers held the ball in possession, and Peyton Willis queued up a three-pointer, and it was 79-76, and it was game. I mean, it was really their poise and the things that they did when you thought they might wilt or fold were really a positive sign. Now it's going to get, you know, now it's the Big Ten, and it's everybody scouts you, and it's mm-hmm. completely different. When Michigan State comes to town. But I would say the feel-good story of the fall, without question, has been Gopher basketball and the Wild.
Yeah, absolutely. Good distractions from the purple, for sure. Next hour, we'll talk about Gopher football, their bowl, and we're holding our breath for Paige Beckers, too. Next hour, Maxie.
You got it.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.